we love dancing to live music, and it's very difficult to do because of time, because of space, because of cost. So anytime we have a chance to do it, we dive right in.
John Lair is founder and artistic director of Lair Dance. The Buffalo Chamber Players is the ensemble in residence at the Albright Knox. Artistic director and founder Jans Costello, who also plays violin with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, contacted Lair to perform with his music group.
I also play in the BPO, so I've seen Lair Dance collaborate with the BPO, and for years I've been wanting to work with them because I admire the work that they do.
I have a company of 9 dancers performing here, and so we get creative. Yeah, so it'll definitely be a something for all the senses.
This performance will feature dancers and musicians sharing the Albright Knox stage. Both Lair and Costello say that it's a true collaboration, and it will feature a cellist from the BPO.
We're going to be doing a Bach's cello suite for solo cello in C major. Feng Cho, the BPO's associate principal cellist, will be playing it. And that all the movements have dance names. There's a sarabande, a bourée, there's a gigue. So they're all dance movements. Then there's also a piece by Vivaldi, La Folia, which translates to madness. Mm-hmm. And it's about 10 minutes of theme and variations on the La Folia theme. So the dancing, I think, will reflect some of the madness, I believe.
Well, we are definitely trying to bring the Lair Dance athleticism and accessibility combined with the artistry of the Bach and Vivaldi and the players. What we're doing is actually going back to what they used to do classically, where you heard about a company like Martha Graham, and you knew what they looked like. You knew what they were doing. And that's the route that we're going.
In one of the choreographed pieces, the Lair dancers will also be performing along the outer edges of the audience seating.
What you're going to see is you're going to see us really use the space at the Albright Knox Auditorium in a very unique, fun way.
The performance provides a wonderful integration of dance and music in the Albright Knox setting that celebrates arts.
I think art is art, and great art is great art, whether it's visual, musical, or dance. And so I think if you appreciate art, I think our audiences like the same thing. So I think it's very important to collaborate like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Every spring, we do a collaboration. So whether it's with the BPO, like we did in February, or Irish Classical Theater, or Musical Fair Theater, Torn Space Theater, or any number of other groups in Buffalo, and now Buffalo Chamber Players, we always pick the spring to collaborate because it allows two things to happen. Our audience to get exposed to different cultural forms here in Buffalo, and for us to be seen by maybe people who had never seen us before.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.